This afternoon in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. For the first time, I'm welcoming to Studio A2 a band that's got quite a buzz and happen to be playing tomorrow at the Sonic Lunch with Brett Denon. The Accidentals are here. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
It is so good to have you here. Michael, Sav, and Katie as well are all performing at the Sonic Lunch Liberty Plaza opening for Brett, supporting their latest record, Parking Lot, and their back catalog. We'll talk to them a little bit about their history and find out a little bit about how they got to where they're at after they start with I Don't Know What Song. What are we going to do first?
The song is called KW. We wrote it for this songwriter named Keller Williams, who we've been touring with for a little bit of time. And he's this crazy funk, reggae, jazz guitarist who plays in bare feet so he can adjust his pedals with his toes. It's pretty crazy. So we got really inspired by what he was doing and decided to write this song.
Arrows that you brought, shut down the moon in a parking lot. I hit you in the dark, my fist imprinted with your teeth marks, like your skin struck cobblestone, ringing on like a broken bone. If you play it right, keep me on the line. Hold your knife so tight, like an open stone white. Any glove that fits, if I hypocrite, no one else to blame. There's no reward for a wicked frame. Like a space you couldn't fill. You can try to draw me when I'm hard to kill. You can struggle for my stride. Turn me on from the side with your pretended pride. I forget but won't forget. All the pain with swaying threats. If you play it right, keep me on the line. Hold your knife so tight, like an open stone white. Any glove that fits, such my hypocrites. No one else to blame. There's no reward for a wicked frame.
Very cool. In Studio A2, The Accidentals on Ann Arbor's 107.1, a track called KW, a tribute to Keller Williams, a guy whose early records, I own a lot of his early records, and strangely, although I go to concerts all the time, I've never seen him live, and I'll have to solve that problem at some point.
Oh my gosh.
I guess next time you guys open for him, let me know.
We joined a set with him at BuzzFest recently in Harbor Springs. He's super cool.
He does many different projects live. That's the crazy thing. Yeah. He's got like a jazz trio and then his looping thing.
Bluegrass.
And then the Grateful Dead bluegrass band.
Bluegrass.
Yeah. And he's crazy.
Well, let's get a little bit of, since this is your first time, and I know you've been active about 5 years, right? Let's get a little history on how the Accidentals came to be and how we got to where we are today. So I don't know who is the spokesperson for the band or who wants to speak about the history of the band?
Yeah, Savannah and I, we met, I'd say 5 years ago, right? I was 15 and Savannah was 16. Now we're 20 and 21. And we met in Traverse City Senior High Orchestra Program when we were, you know, kind of in a quartet together, and then we formed this Alternative Styles for Strings Club and played like Led Zeppelin and MGMT and dorky covers after school. And then we ended up kind of playing music together and making our own original stuff and gigging, and we opened up for Savannah's Family Band, and then we wrote like a billion original songs, and since then we've just been going ever since.
We kind of got thrown together for a class assignment in our orchestra program, and she came over. She was supposed to rehearse. We were supposed to rehearse a classical piece together, and instead we started playing the White Stripes, and we were pretty much a band that night.
And now we've been playing with Michael Dawes for 2 years now on the drums. We met him at Blissfest, actually. He was playing his own set, and we were both fans of each other. And then after about a year, we convinced him to pull out of Belmont University. He's doing audio technology. And we stole him for our tour.
Which is cool. And Michael, when I first met, was excited to meet me, which was weird because I think the Accidentals are an Upper Michigan band. Why would he know who I am? But apparently grew up in Northville, and
yeah,
parents still live in Novi. So you're a fan of the station, which I appreciate. Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here.
And you have your own stuff too, apparently, which I was learning about by reading a bio. So
yeah, I just put out an album a couple of weeks ago, MichaelDawes.com. You can look that up.
Very cool. Well, the Accidentals are playing tomorrow as the opening act for Brett Denon's Sonic Lunch Show, which is free. Liberty Plaza, the corner of Liberty and Division, so there's no reason not to get there early, especially after you've heard one of their songs, which I'm assuming was inspirational to others, not just me, because I loved it. Is that on anything? Is that a new song, or is that...
It's brand new, but we currently are heading in the direction of creating an album that will be out by the next quarter of next year,
wow.
First quarter of next year.
You guys don't slow down, do you?
No.
The Parking Lot was just released a couple months ago, and I know it was kind of a project where you basically gave it away on Noise Trade.
Yeah, well, we haven't released music in a long time. We were kind of in a place where we couldn't do that for a while. And once we were out of that, we immediately started releasing music because we'd been having momentum and building it from touring for so long, we decided that we needed to actually release music. So we have currently 50 original songs ready to go, ready to get recorded, and we are on the track of recording and releasing that on a consistent basis.
Wow.
Yes.
Cool. Well, let's do another song. I don't know what you're planning on doing next, but get people to... get themselves out to the show tomorrow, which is, again, free. Oh, why would you not go? What song would we like to do this time?
Yeah, do you want us to do our cover? Or?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
This is a White Stripes cover? Or,
yeah,
or Jack?
Jack White, yeah. Cool.
All right, The Accidentals in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on 107.1.
My brain is electric, but I can teach you like the best of them. Yo trabajadoro, como es mi day, eso. Como es mi day, eso. And even God herself has to appeal to me, but she never helps me on my scams for free. No, she takes the stick and then she puts it in me. When I say nothing, I say everything. Yeah, when I say nothing, everything. Take me down to the Lazaretto. Bora in, bora in. Making miles of people I used to know. Out of coffee and cotton. And all my legitimate kids they be getting. Thrown down to the wolves, ain't found for nothing. Quarantine in the Isle of Man. And I'm trying to escape anywhere I can. Oh, anywhere I can. Oh, I got no time enough. Time is lost, so time I all throw. And let her know when I can. This is how we're gonna do it. Thank you.
might know that one by Jack White, but that's The Accidentals in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor, Lazaretto, and a song that possibly might be performed tomorrow. I don't know. You guys got a half-an-hour set, I think, tomorrow, right, at the Sonic Lunch?
Yeah, it's true.
Liberty Plaza. Well, I heard Jack's first cousin will be there, so maybe you should do it then.
Oh.
Just saying. So has he heard it? Because, you know, Joshua Davis could get it to Dominic. But
We know Dominic's heard it. We're good friends with Dominic Davis, who plays bass with Jack, and Rachel Davis, his wife. Yeah. And they were both at Buttermilk Jamboree with us this year, which is super fun. So we broke it out then. And actually, Dominic told me some really cool stories behind that. Apparently, on the flag for Detroit, there's like a Latin motto that means rise from the ashes. And so that line has like a double entendre kind of thing going on.
I did not know
that.
Just
super cool. So, yeah. It's a good song.
It's good stuff there. Well, 5 years, the buzz has gone pretty big for you guys. It's not normal for a young band who does the kind of instrumentation that you guys do. I mean, to think about bands that have created a lot of buzz in the last few years, it isn't your typical, like, there's a violin on the floor that's not going to be played today. But you guys all play a bunch of different kinds of things. What happened? How did it happen? And I know you have to be excited about how far you've come in such a short period of time, but where was the turning point for the big change for you guys?
Yeah, so Katie graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy. We both transferred over and went to school there, but I'm a year older, so I graduated in 2013, and she graduated in 2014. And around that time, we were doing a lot of college auditions because we were trying to figure out where our path best lay. So we went to Berkeley and Belmont and auditioned there, and that was like the first time we'd had one of our performances graded. It was crazy. But we auditioned at these colleges, and at the same time, we had a production deal up for grabs. And we could have like either gone to college full time or we could have done music full time. So it was a really, really tough decision, but we decided that college will always be there for us. And instead we decided to go with a production deal at the time. And so it's been kind of a crazy journey since then. Since we decided to pursue music full time, we've been touring for 2 years. Last year we played 250 shows, and this year we're gonna try and do it again. So so it's been crazy, but
it's true. It's a lot of work. I'd say the last 2 years, you know, we're pretty lucky to have a support system like we do. Mm-hmm. You know, fan base inside of Michigan and growing outside of that, supportive families. Supportive fans who are like family. And we have a team of people, you know, working with us, a tour manager in front of house and new management in Nashville. But we put in a lot of work. Luckily, we don't have to do other jobs. And so this is our full-time job. You know, we spend every day working on the band, rehearsing or doing the business aspects. And it's been a really cool journey to kind of learn the behind the scenes, but it's definitely taken, you know, all of our focus and energy to get to this point.
Katie is the master of spreadsheets.
Yeah, I'm learning. Savannah and I are obsessed with Google Docs.
We are.
And spreadsheets. Yeah.
We're
dorky
about it.
It's our best friend.
Didn't Billboard kind of give you guys kudos too before? Was it Billboard? Some major magazine.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary Graff.
Yeah, from Billboard. He's super cool. We've gotten a couple of accolades from them, which is really, really awesome. Especially since the first time it happened, we thought it was photoshopped. We didn't think it was real. We went to South By in 2015, and when we got home, there was this article, and I think 50 of my friends had shared it to my actual Facebook profile, but they were like, look at this, you're one of the top 7 breakout bands of South By Southwest. I was what? That's not real.
The airplane back home, because we flew back from Austin, and I turned my phone off, and then the article came out while I was on the plane. And then when I landed, I turned my phone back on, and it shut itself off because people just bombarded my phone with texts like, did you see the thing?
Well, congratulations. Well-deserved. The talent is there. You guys could do so many things, and you're doing it well. And, again, tomorrow's a chance for people to see you at Sonic Lunch. Would you like to do one more to inspire people to come out?
Yeah. This is a song that we wrote for our home state.
My home state.
Yeah, everybody's home state. This place is the bomb. But yeah, it's called Michigan and Again, and Again, and Again, and Again.
All right.
We lay down in the grass, in our nest of sleeping bags. Breathing in the shallow canyon air.
45 degrees. We wade out to the knees and soak to the sleeves in a semi-aquatic prayer. Green stain with stain, Mayan compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon grin. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Soft shoulders of sand dunes, porcupine cactus flowers bloom. In the dust of the devil's empty living room. Salt hills of flattened lands, time like a snake in the sand. Powdered porcelain in a stranger's hands. Green stain would stain my inn. Compass roses bloom again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Looking down to the high fry, raising ground, they hear the sound of a heavy sigh. Home is where you left your heart behind. Even fortified fossils dissolve over time. When I came home, I went down to the lake. My dad told me he counts up the days. And when I packed my bags, coffee stains of jet lag. There were conifers lining the driveway. Whisper and stay, 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 stay. Stay, 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 stay. Great stay, let's stay, my inn. Compass roses bloom again. Home of the water, Canada's daughter, cradled in a crescent moon. Michigan and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan and again and again and again and again. Michigan.
Beautiful ode to our home state, Michigan, and again with the Accidentals in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Their last appearance in Ann Arbor was a sold-out show at the Arc, if I remember correctly. And tomorrow, a free show, 11:30, opening up for Brett Denon at Bank of Ann Arbor Sonic Lunch, Liberty Plaza, the corner of Liberty and Division. Get there early. If you don't have to, you could bring your lunch, but there will be some lunch available to purchase at the event. And will CDs be available to purchase? Because that is on parking lot. And you did print physical copies of parking lot,
yeah,
despite giving it away.
We'll bring CDs for sure.
All right. I'm going to follow you out to the car and buy one off you before you head back on the road. But thank you so much for sharing your talents with me this morning, afternoon, I should say. And it's such a pleasure to have you guys in here. And I wish the best continued success. You're on the right path, so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Back to the music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.